Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur 50. Ausgabe von Bücherreich, einem Podcast größtenteils über Bücher. Ich bin Ilana und heute habe ich ein ganz besonderes Interview für euch, nämlich das erste englischsprachige Interview. Wenn ihr ein bisschen verwirrt seid oder das vielleicht nicht so gut verstehen könnt, gebt mir gerne Bescheid. Auf der Homepage www.buicherreich.net habt ihr in den Shownotes, die das Ganze immer begleiten, habe ich mal so ein bisschen aufgeschrieben, was die Autorin alles erzählt hat. Insbesondere auch die Bücher, die sie nennt und die Schauspieler, die sie sich für ihre Buchverfilmung sozusagen vorstellen könnte, habe ich ebenfalls mit verlinkt. Also schaut dort einfach einmal rein. Ganz kurz zur Autorin selber. Sie heißt Julie Cohn, ist eine Amerikanerin, die jetzt schon seit vielen Jahren in England lebt und dort eben größtenteils schreibt und auch Schreibworkshops gibt. Und die Bücher, die ich bisher von ihr gelesen habe, fand ich alle sehr gut. Das war einmal Mit den Augen meiner Schwester und All unsere Träume, was eben Dear Thing auf Englisch heißt. Und darüber reden wir größtenteils im Interview. Es gibt so zwei, drei Begriffe, die ihr vielleicht nicht unbedingt kennt. Ich hoffe, den Rest versteht ihr einigermaßen. Und das könnte sein Surrogate, das ist das englische Wort für Leihmutter, und IVF ist es, glaube ich, ist künstliche Befruchtung. Dann hört mal gerne rein und sagt mir später, wie es war, ob das okay für euch ist, dass es auf Englisch ist und ob ihr euch mehr solcher Interviews wünscht. Macht's gut, tschüss!
My name is Julie Cohen and I'm the author of Dear Thing and another book, which will hopefully come out in Germany soon, called Where Love Lies. I write emotional women's fiction, usually about an issue that will touch the heart of my readers, I hope. Mm-hmm. I also teach creative writing. I teach all over the country and I've taught in America as well. And I love helping people with their novels and try to get published.
Great. So the book that we are going to talk about mostly today is Dear Thing, because that's the last book I've read in German, and as you said, it's already come out. It's like the name is called All unsere Träume in German, and your next book, Where Love Lies, is also going to come out in Germany with Diana Verlag, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we will send it most of the questions around Dear Thing, because that's the one that's already published. But of course, I'm pretty sure that the next book will be just as good as this one. I really, really enjoyed it. Can you talk a little bit about what happens in your book, Dear Thing? What can you do, like a little synopsis of like maybe two sentences about it?
Okay, so it's about Ben and Claire, who are happily married, but they can't have children, which they want very much. Mm-hmm. And Ben's best friend, Romilly, offers to be a surrogate for them and to become pregnant with their child, to carry it and give birth to it and then give it to them. But the problem is that Romilly is in love with Ben. And when she's pregnant with his child, all sorts of emotions come to the surface that she wasn't expecting.
Great. And what exactly would you call your book genre?
It's women's fiction. So it's contemporary emotional women's fiction for readers who like Jojo Moyes, for example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. You just said her name. I think everyone in Germany is trying to figure out how to pronounce that.
Really?
Yeah, I really think so.
How would you pronounce it?
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure, but if I say that like more Germany, then I would like say Jojo, but that's so
She says Jojo.
Jojo. Okay, that's fine. So tell me, why exactly were you choosing to write women's fiction and not like say fantasy or historical fiction, something like that?
I really am interested in women. And I love reading and writing about women's lives and the issues that they face on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I think you can do that in other genres, fantasy or science fiction or something like that. But for me, I'm interested in really the contemporary things that women face. Also, I don't know. I don't know if I have a good enough imagination to make up a whole fantasy world, though I'd love to try that one day.
I'm very interested in that. Did you have a picture of your characters in your mind when you wrote it? Is it like, do you know certain actors or actresses who could play them if it was to be a movie?
It's weird because for this book, not so much. For my next book, I do, Where Love Lies, I know exactly who the people are. But for this one with Claire and Romilly, Not so much. I love Katie Sackhoff, who played Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica. She would make a good Romilly because she's really sort of tomboyish and she's really tough. And I think she's fantastic. But I don't know who would play Claire. Ben, I thought, looked like, what's his name? The guy who plays the Hulk in the Avengers.
That's Mark Ruffalo, right?
Oh, Mark Ruffalo. Yes, lovely, lovely Mark Ruffalo. So, and Jarvis, who is Romilly's ex, is very definitely Paul Bettany, who
was... I have to look him up.
he was in A Knight's Tale. He played Chaucer in A Knight's Tale, and he was in a film called Wimbledon. And the reason he... I was watching a lot of Avengers. This is probably stuff nobody wants to know, but I was obsessively watching the Avengers films when I was writing this book. I was watching Iron Man and, you know, Captain America and Avengers Assemble. And Jarvis is Iron Man's computer.
Oh, no. Okay.
And he's played by Paul Bettany. And that's why Jarvis is called Jarvis in Dear Thing, because he looks like Paul Bettany, and that's the role that he was playing.
That's so nice. But isn't the computer like he's not a real, he doesn't look like anything, right? It's just the
voice.
No,
it's just his voice. Yeah, but I love his voice too. It's very sexy.
Tell me a little bit about Where Love Lies. What's that about?
Where Love Lies is about a woman who thinks that she's happily married, until to a really lovely man, until one day where she suddenly out of the blue gets experiences a strange scent, which comes out of nowhere. It's a scent of flowers. Okay. And it's accompanied by the overwhelming feeling of being in love with a man who's not her husband. Oh. In fact, she thinks it's a man who she was in love with 10 years before she met her husband. Mm-hmm. And the experience keeps on happening. She keeps on having these almost hallucinations. Well, they are hallucinations. And they're so strong that she leaves her husband to try to find this man because she thinks it's some sort of message to her.
Okay.
That's what it's about.
That's cool. I like that. I also thought while I read the thing that you cannot tell how it's going to end when you're reading it,
yeah.
I think.
Good.
And I really, really like that because I had no clue. You know, if it was a film, if it was a movie, maybe there would have been like a certain way of handling it, like you would have known beforehand. But in the book, I was never quite sure how it was going to work out.
Good.
Not at all. That was great, actually, because it kept you reading, of course. You wanted to know how it ends. So
that's what I hope.
Yeah.
Is that you won't know who's going to get the baby.
Yes.
There's one baby and there are two, you know, there are three parents and you never know which parent is going to get it. And there's a point near the end of the book where the baby sort of could go to anybody and you haven't got to.
Exactly, exactly. I think every one of your characters, especially in Dear Thing, had like a certain depth. So you got bits and pieces of what made them react the way they reacted and do the things they did. It's often that it's not the main character or the main characters who surprise the author by putting themselves in the front, I experienced. So could you tell us a bit about which character you really put the most effort in while you wrote it?
The easiest character was Posy. Posy, who's Romilly's child, 7-year-old, she was the easiest. She wrote herself. So every time she was on the page, she just told me what she said and I wrote it down. So she was super easy. The character that was probably the hardest was Ben, because he has these two women in love with him, and yet he is in a lot of ways quite overbearing. He really, really wants a child, and he's a bit selfish about it. He doesn't really think about what anybody else thinks. And that had to happen for the story, but it was difficult to make him sympathetic. And I liked him a lot, and I really understood what he was going through, but I'm not sure that every reader will like him as much as they like the women. But it is a story about the women. The women are at the heart of the story. And Claire and Romilly they both had lots of me in them, but in different ways. So they were different to write. Romilly was a little bit easier than Claire to write.
Did you have a personal experience what it is like to not be able to have children? Because it's often, I imagine it to be hard to get into this character, this role, if you have never experienced anything like that in your, like, with friends or something like that. Oh, can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the well, Ben and Claire can't, well, they're having IVF. And they get pregnant near the start of the book, and then they lose their baby.
Mm-hmm.
I never had trouble falling pregnant, but I did have 3 miscarriages before my son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of heartbreak and that sort of grief that they're going through was taken directly from my own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
The IVF part, the infertility treatment, was taken from a very dear friend of mine who was going through it at the time. And she actually read all those bits to help me with it and to tell me whether I'd got it right or not. And she's the friend who the book is dedicated to.
Anyway.
So she really helped me a lot with that. And she didn't end up having a baby herself. They ended up adopting a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a really happy ending, even though they went through a lot to get it.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's time for your recommendations. Beside your own books, of course, which books would you recommend to my listeners and why?
Oh, okay. Well, there's a book that I know has come out in Germany very recently. It's called The Memory Book by Rowan Coleman. And I don't know the German title, I'm afraid.
That's okay.
The cover is white and it has yellow spots on it. And that's a wonderful book about a woman who has early onset Alzheimer's.
Ah, yeah, I saw that. It just came out at the Frankfurter Book Fair.
Mm, yes, it's fantastic. So, yeah, I can recommend that one, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I've just finished reading The Silkworm by Robert Galbraith.
That will be out in November, this November in Germany.
It's better than the first one, I think.
Oh,
and I just love her. I mean, I've just 5 minutes ago, I was reading Harry Potter to my little boy.
Yeah.
I think she's just a wonderful storyteller. So I really love that one.
She is. I read the first one in that series. I finished it like, I don't know, 6 days ago, something like that. I listened to it on audiobook and I really, really liked it. But I think the beginning was a bit slow, but the rest was very, very gripping. And I like that there was not much blood in it. So it's not that bloody. So I'm really looking forward to The Silkworm. It will come out this November.
Yeah, it's a bit faster, I think, The Silkworm. It gets going more quickly.
I think the persons have been set yet. So, you know, everything is established so they can just start
exactly.
the stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
So, would you like to answer a few of my quick questions? You just have to say the one or the other. So, fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Audiobook or book?
Book.
What was the last book you read before our interview?
I am reading The Fair Fight by Anna Freeman, which is about... Oh, sorry. Can
That's
I tell
okay.
you what it's about?
Yeah, sure.
It's about early 1799 female boxers.
Oh, geez.
Female boxers in the ring.
That was a thing.
It's very good. It was a thing.
Okay. Okay. Cat fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's your favorite place to read?
Outside in the sunshine on my deck overlooking the river.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
It is very nice.
So you're by a lake or something like that?
We live by a river.
Ah, that's nice.
Which is great in the summer and not so good when it floods in the winter, but you know, never mind.
So your favorite time in the year to read is also the summer? Or?
I think the summer. Yes, the summer out in the sunshine.
All right. Good. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Informationen zu allen Büchern, über die wir heute gesprochen haben, findet ihr auf unserer Website www.bücherreich.net mit UE bitte. Ihr könnt dort oder auf Facebook unter www.facebook.de/podcastbücherreich in einem Wort durch und auch mit UE mit uns in Kontakt treten. Unsere E-Mail-Adresse lautet bücherreich@gmail.com, wieder mit UE. Und wenn ihr diesen Podcast über iTunes abonniert habt, würden wir uns riesig freuen, wenn ihr uns eine 5-Sterne-Bewertung hinterlasst.
Dies ist ein privater Buchpodcast, in dem wir nur unsere eigene private Meinung wiedergeben. Wenn uns ein Buch oder Hörbuch kostenlos zur Verfügung gestellt wird, kennzeichnen wir es entsprechend auf unserer Website.